how much you love acting crazy. Tell everyone we're dating, then break up with me daily. I hate how much you love acting crazy.
What's up, everybody? I am Matt Berenson. This is 1029 WLAS, and I have two very special guests. You just heard their song, Crazy. I got Sam and I got Tyler of Makeout. What's up, guys?
Hey, Matt.
What's
how you doing?
On? I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah, can't complain.
You guys just released your first album as Makeout, The Good Life. So, like, you have a really cool story of how this all came together. Do you want to just get into that and, like, talk about, you know, just how you end up working with John Feldman?
Like, yeah. I mean, so, yeah, it's, like, a super long, complex story.
Yeah.
But breaking it down, basically, is, like, me and Tyler were in a band together. We joined probably like 4 years ago now.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Pretty close to that. Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, so like 3 or 4 years ago we did that, and the band just kind of like was already on its way to doing the Ernie Ball Battle of the Bands, which is where we met John. We didn't actually win, but John liked our set so much he came over to us and he like invited us to his house, and from that point on everything was just like flipped upside down. We started working like a lot harder. Taking it super serious, and I don't know, it just kind of snowballed into what it is now. I don't think we didn't think it would take so long to get there, but
yeah, no kidding.
It definitely is seemingly like worth the wait and worth the time that we spent
definitely.
Putting into the album and stuff.
Yeah, so. I mean, before we even recorded the record, we had been sending demos back and forth with Feldy for a year and a half, probably.
Maybe more.
We eventually sent him 40, 50-something demos. And finally, at one point, there was a breaking point where he was like, all right, let's do it. Let's do the record. And that came time to do it last summer.
Yeah.
So we've been sitting on the record for almost 18 months now.
That's crazy.
And like, it's finally coming out. It's great.
What took so long?
Well, it took even longer than that because
we
ended up writing more songs, which were three of the songs, four of them.
Crazy
songs.
Was one.
So Crazy, You Can't Blame Me, Secrets, and Where's My Charger were all written at a separate session that we did in, like, was it May?
April.
April.
Right after Blink-182.
Right after we did that tour. And we did it with, like, Travis Barker and stuff, which was really cool. So, yeah, I mean, now we're here and trying to just...
The album's out.
Yeah, trying to spread the music.
yeah. And, like, speaking of Blink-182, what was that like? Like, you got to play with them. Like, how awesome is that?
It was pretty sick.
It's surreal. I mean, it still kind of is, to be honest. Like, that's the first time I can ever really say that I felt like a rock star.
Really?
Because, like, we'd show up and, like, I mean, we just drive a van and trailer, you know? We're not driving anything fancy like a bus
they have. They have, like, 4 or 5 buses.
But regardless, you pull up, and they have all the crew members there. They're waiting for you. You pull up, open the trailer. They take all your stuff in, and, like, we're not used to anything
treated,
like this.
You
know? We walk in. We have a green room with showers, and, like, you
a
walk up.
The toilet that Tyler used.
That was only one day. And, I mean, we'd walk in and they'd have like a breakfast buffet and then, you know, they'd turn it around and for lunchtime and dinner, like all three meals were just catered and like,
we had
just
a rider too, which we had
we've never had. We had food on, towels, some alcohol.
Just all sorts of,
it was a
we
good
were
time.
Spoiled.
It was,
you know what I mean?
100% spoiled.
Hey, you know.
And there were 6,000 to 10,000 people there every night and it was just.
That'd be wild.
It was wild.
It was
crazy.
Sick, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, like, before you guys even had anything out. So, like, these people are probably like, okay, who are these guys, right?
We had nothing online.
Yeah,
like, it was just straight.
Yeah, luckily we've managed to retain some of those fans. Like, we still have people that are like, yeah, we saw you at Blink-182,
oh,
which is
awesome.
Really cool because that was so long ago.
Yeah.
And for them to still be paying attention is awesome.
That's
you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
So were you guys playing stuff from, like, The Good Life, or was this more like when... Like,
we were playing pretty much everything from it. Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. That's great. So, like... And you got to write with Travis Barker, too. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he was, like, on a track, right?
He drummed on You Can't Blame Me.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Like, not a lot of bands get to say, hey, you know, Travis wrote with us. And, like,
it was sick. I mean, he wrote with Scott as well, our drummer. It was cool because Scott had the opportunity of having Travis in the room with him, like, kind of like, you should try this.
Wow.
And just coaching,
like, somebody like that who is so skilled and has such like an open mind about different things drumming wise.
Yeah.
Like it was sick. Cause I feel like
Not only that, but Travis is Scott's idol. So
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Who better to get drum lessons from than the guy you probably looked up to your entire life?
It was
sick.
I have a hilarious story. The first night that we played with Blink, Travis was sick, so they played their set and he just bounced real quick. And the next date that we played with them was in Lubbock, Texas, which was like 3 or 4 days later. And I was standing there with Scott. We were watching Blink soundcheck. And so they wrap up, they get all done. Travis walks around the far side of the stage, but has to come right by us to go back to the green rooms. So he just walks, he's walking up, and we see him walking up, and I see Scott like fidgeting and getting a little nervous. And Travis just walks up and he's like, "Hey, what's up, guys? Like, how you doing? Like, how have things been? Like, how's the tour going?"
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there waiting for Scott to answer, because I just know that he's freaking out on the inside. And then when he doesn't say anything for like 20 seconds, I'm like, "Yeah, you know, we're good." I had to pick up all the slack for him. It was just so funny because he was just so like
starstruck.
Yeah, starstruck, exactly.
Total shock.
I mean, you can't blame the guy.
It was
funny. I don't know what to say in that case. So before you were Makeout, you were Trophy Wives.
Yes.
And that was a very different sounding band.
Yes.
So what was the transition like? Were you guys like, you kind of went in with Feldy and he was like, "All right, let's do this," or was it more just organic and this is just what you guys came up with?
It was super organic because one of the main differences between the two bands were there was the old guitar player of Trophy Wives.
Okay.
He did a lot of the writing for that old sound. And when I came into the picture, I started kind of like bringing more of that pop punk side of things, and me and Tyler were really vibing on it. So it was just kind of like, once we got John's attention with those songs and those demos, it kind of seemed super obvious that like, yeah, this is coming from a good place and we should pursue this because it's just natural. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
So yeah.
And it worked.
We're really happy with how
totally
it came
worked out.
So.
Definitely is sick.
And yeah, I just want to talk about, like, we were talking about Travis, and like, you guys had a lot of like guests come in, and like,
we did.
So you had like the five sauce guys, right?
Yep.
And, like, we had Callum and Ashton.
So how'd that come together?
Okay, <That's>, so that story is ridiculous because they had no idea that they were working that day. They straight up, Feldy offered to pick them up from the airport. He got them coffees or whatever, brought them over to the house, and he was like, "Hey, this is my friends and Trophy Wives are make out now."
Yeah.
And he was like, "You want to help them write a song?" And they were just like, "Okay."
They had just flown in from Australia.
Yeah.
So like, you can imagine the jet lag that they must be feeling.
Yeah, of course.
Not only that, and then Feldy just throws them. He just picks them up from the airport, grabs them coffee, and just throws them in the room with us. And he's like, "Hey, write some songs."
That's when we wrote Ride It Out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it was sick because it just kind of happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And Ashton ended up coming back another day too and helped with Clockwork.
Very cool.
We had a few different people. We had Mitchie Collins.
He helped with Clockwork as well.
Yep.
Wow.
Little Aaron, Jingle Jared helped with Till We're Gone.
Yeah, Little Aaron helped with Crazy Secrets. You can't blame me.
You know,
me.
It's crazy with Crazy because like when I heard it and then I heard like Drugs by Little Aaron, I'm like, I'm like, you know, I could see these guys together somehow, and I had no idea until it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense. It totally works. It makes sense. I'm like, all right, I could see that now. That's awesome. I guess it's just one of the perks of working with someone like John Feldman, who just has every friend in the music industry.
And his team, too. His team is very, very helpful at like helping you flesh out the ideas and turning them to a reality like you imagine them. So it's really cool.
Yeah, his engineers are amazing. We spent, I mean, particularly on guitars and like bass and stuff, we spent a lot of time with the engineers because Feldy's main focus really is like drilling vocals and drums.
Okay.
Those are like his like staples. So he spent a lot of time with Sam and Scott. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the time, we spent a lot of time with Zach and Matt, who's not his engineer anymore, but those two guys really like brought the album together. It definitely wouldn't be what it is today without them.
That's a huge part of it. So,
and like going into it, like, what were you just like, did it live up to expectations? Like,
past it.
Yeah.
Past it, I would say. I mean, there was always like those moments where like when you're working on things, you're like, is this like exactly what I want? And then by the time you end up hearing the final product and stuff, it's like, yep, this is exactly.
Yep, this sounds good.
This is going well. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good feeling.
That's super cool. And like, I was saying, I don't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to someone. I was like trying to explain to you guys because, you know, I'm like, it's straight up pop punk. And I'm like, but you hear one song and it's very All Time Low. And I'm like, you hear another one and it's like very Fall Out Boy. And like, so it's cool like that you guys kind of took all the different, like, obviously they have to be inspirations. So
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
You know, and like, Where's My Charger? Like, it's like a full blown, like, blink throw yep. in, you know, yeah. the 30 second, just let me get this out.
And I relate to that one at least like twice a day.
I'm sure you were
up.
Looking for it earlier or something like that, right? You
I mentioned, mean, he brought one for me because I normally don't have one and I usually need it. So.
Yeah, so.
That's always the case. I knew when I was picking him up, I figured, I was like, I'll just grab his charger too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good friend right there.
Yeah. I'm looking out for him, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Thanks, I want to talk about Secrets because, like, when I heard that song, I was like, this is dope. But when a lot of people heard that song, they were kind of like, I feel like some people were like, oh, okay, they're going like, oh, they're calling her a whore and whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it was supposed to be sarcastic, right?
100%.
Like, yeah. Absolutely.
So were you, like, almost reluctant to put it on first, or were you just like, you know, let's put it out there? And
yeah. So, I mean, that song was, we wrote it very quickly. And the whole idea behind it was kind of like, you know, this is like the bullshit song, get some angst in there.
Yeah,
like just push it along. And we didn't try to sugarcoat anything because we were trying to capture like a very specific beaten down emotion.
Of course.
So at first we were kind of like a little hesitant, like how are people going to perceive this? Like, is it the right idea? But in the long run, it was kind of like, it's meant to be listened in the whole album.
And yeah.
You're supposed to kind of get the story behind everything.
Definitely.
Almost like
pick
the characters going through emotions.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, for
it's taken
for,
out of context, I think.
It was taken
Definitely.
Wicked out of context.
I can see that for yeah. sure.
People take the lines like the hot dog line.
Of course.
They're like,
it's like my favorite line.
It's hilarious. It's like one of the, it's just like my sister jokes about that all the time. She'll like tell her friends if she's like slightly mad, go joke on a hot dog for 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
It makes light of whatever situation that people are dealing with. And like, I think that part is great, that aspect of things. And
Definitely.
When people take it out of that context and bring it into like a darker realm of things that are just negative, mm-hmm. it kind of ruins the purpose of what the song was created to do, which was just be like relief, lighthearted, like,
yeah,
but also kind of like that emotional whirlwind.
Yeah.
You know
I mean?
Definitely.
After that first initial, I don't know what you want to call it. Like wave.
It was like a 3-day period of that negative stuff, but only from a specific group of people.
Yeah,
of
and,
course.
But after that, it's about to be our most viewed video on YouTube. Like,
I totally see that.
Yeah, so, because it's awesome.
It's about to pass crazy. It's real close. It's within 1,000 or something.
I love
now.
That song. It's awesome. But yeah, like I sent it to my friend who like is just going through a breakup, and the only thing he sends back is, "Dude, too close to home." And I was like, oh, "Okay, yeah, I can see that. I'm sorry.
Too far."
Like, oh, whoops. We were just talking about music videos. You have 3 out now, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's for Crazy, Secrets, and
Ride It Out.
Ride It Out.
Yep.
So out of those 3, they're very much different. Which ones you guys like have the most fun on?
I probably have the most fun recording Crazy.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure. I could see that. Just all the balloons and like.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any like creative control over that, or is that like?
I mean, for the most part, the only thing they had planned was the balloons.
Yeah.
Like the crane shot that we got of me just laying the balloons, mm-hmm. I thought would be funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like one of those, what do you call it? Like a boudoir shot or something.
Yeah.
But it's like
the American Beauty
it's
shot.
Balloons, you know what I mean? So it's ridiculous. And they pretty much just let us do whatever. Like we were stomping on the balloons, tossing them around. Like I tripped Tyler at one point. That made it.
That's
in
the
video.
That's in the video.
Yeah. It's on a concrete floor too. So it was,
oh, I'm sure.
It was fun. You know what I mean?
It felt great.
It was really fun.
That's awesome. So if you guys want, we have a couple songs up here. You know, I talked to Tyler and he's like, oh yeah, you know, this is what we're pushing right now.
Yeah.
So maybe we can just go like track by track, have the listeners listen to them, and we can just kind of go back and forth with
that.
That's
yeah,
sound
sure.
good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. They heard Crazy first, so let's talk about Crazy.
Yeah, so that one was part of like that second round of recording that we did. And it was, I believe it was the first track that we even started working on. Lil Aaron just kind of had like, he had the hook ready, like in mm-hmm. his head. It was just like, he kind of just mumbled something. And like me and John were listening to it, and it was just, we should start doing this one right now because it was a sick idea. And it ended up being like the most simplistic song on the record,
cool.
but also like the biggest sounding one because I think it has a lot of room for just like that audio, you
Definitely.
Know what I mean, because of how simple it is. So I ended up being really happy with the way that one came out, and it was a really cool process because Lil Aaron, that was the first time I had heard his vocal style, and blending that with mine, which is typically more careful than mm-hmm. that, was really fun because it got me right out of my comfort zone and opened my mind.
And that's
like,
when the best things happen.
Yeah. Like when I'm like, okay, this is new. Like, let's do this.
Awesome.
And it was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew as soon as we got like the final version of that one back, I said it as soon as we heard it. I was like, that one's a single.
Yeah.
Like, and then it turned out, and like,
every time we played that one live too, people kind of were like, that one sounds
big. That one sounds good. Yeah,
that's just a fun song, and I'm sure live it's like,
the crowd
probably
goes
a lot of fun.
Nuts.
Yeah.
You just get to like jump around and like,
all the gang vocal parts. Like, we played an acoustic set a couple nights ago.
Oh yeah.
And that was the most fun part, was playing that song and everyone's like,
during the verse, because they're just like, way too. You know what I mean? Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, meanwhile, you just sit out there with acoustic guitars.
But it was fun. It was a blast,
of course.
You know?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll play Crazy, if people didn't hear it from the first time around. Give you guys a second to catch your breath, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
Yeah, so guys, here's Crazy by Makeout. Don't go anywhere, and see you in a sec.
I hate how much you love acting crazy. Tell everyone we're dating, then break up with me daily. I hate how much you love acting crazy.
We're back with Sam and Tyler of Makeout. You just heard Crazy. so next song I want to talk about is Ride It Out.
Cool.
Sick.
And I feel like that's the that's like the power ballad, anthematic, like, and it's such a good song.
Thank you.
So
like, it's one of my favorites.
And that's the one you guys wrote with the Five Sauce guys, right?
Yeah, Callum and Ashton helped with that one. Yeah, so that one was super cool because that was during the first trip that we went last summer to go record the record. And we were probably, I don't even know, like, it was probably like a week and a couple days deep, right?
When they came?
Yeah, maybe not even.
Yeah, Scott wasn't even there yet, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't.
So, yeah, it was pretty early into the process because we were there for about a month.
Okay.
So when they walked in, we're all just like, oh, we're doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Because we had no idea that we were working with them. So it was.
Neither did they.
Yeah. Nobody knew. And
Seth Feldy
just started doing things. Like one of the vocal melodies Callum wrote in the bathroom and sent a voice memo while he's peeing.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's like, it just kind of like came together like that. They just threw in like whatever ideas they had instrumentally.
Yeah.
I, for the most part, wrote like 95% of the lyrics in that song like 2 weeks later.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Wow. Like by the time I was completely done with it. But the whole idea was like, it was almost together that day. I remember listening, we have like a demo of it from when it was first a song. It definitely evolved past that day, which is sick.
Yeah.
But just getting like the general like drum beats and the bass lines and stuff out that first day was just, it was really cool.
Yeah, but we wrote probably 50 or 60 different verses.
Oh,
do you remember how many we went through?
We went through a ton of different verses. So we just kept like doing them and like
four lines.
Go to sing it and it's like, it's just not right.
It's not right.
It's not the right emotion. You know what I mean? So,
and then the order changed. And
then we were like changing the structure of everything entirely. And it was a whole big process that in the long run, now it's definitely the way it should be. And
cool.
when we sing it, when we do all that stuff, it's like, it's definitely right. It was worth the time.
Are there any of those verses that like didn't make the cut that you're like, thank God we didn't add that? Like,
I
looking
guess
back
I
on
couldn't
it.
Even
in like
remember.
Retrospect, like some of them weren't even like that bad. It was just a matter of like how like clean you sounded saying it, or how, like, you know, because you don't want clutter in the consonants or whatever. You want like a nice
clutter
flowing,
in the consonants.
Cluttered consonants. You want
say
nice
that
flow.
Fast.
But yeah, so it took a long time to like get to that spot where it was just exactly what we wanted to say.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was definitely worth it.
Awesome. So do you guys want to introduce the next song then?
I introduced this one when we played it acoustic.
You did?
Oh, really?
So this one, this one's called Ride It Out by us, Makeout.
Yeah.
Enjoy. All right, and that was Ride It Out by Makeout. They're still in studio with us. We're still talking music. If you're listening, keep sending questions.
We'll get to them.
Yeah, we're going
to
talk about
them. We'll get to your questions.
We still have like the second half of the show going on, so we can do this as long as you guys want.
Ooh.
But, you know, keep sending them. So the last song we're going to like focus on is Blast Off.
The closer.
Yeah, take it away.
You want to start talking about that?
Yeah, so I had told Matt to throw this one on the playlist because it's a really fun one. We've always played it live. We played it acoustically earlier if you guys saw the live stream. It just, Blast Off's a really good one because it really wraps up the whole album. When we wrote it, we kind of always felt like it could have been a last track, and it ended up being the last track of the record.
Yeah.
Just because it's kind of like, it's just everything that we're kind of wanted to say. It's just like, I don't know, we're taking off, see you later. It's just a big, like, you know, F you to anybody who has ever put us down.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's experienced that at some point in their life, you know, like you have your parents telling you to grow up and like get a real job, get married. There's all these social pressures to do certain things, and like
that song's kind of just saying like you don't need to
you
do
don't have to. Yeah, the reality of it is that you don't really have to do anything. Just do what makes you happy. And then for us, this is what makes us happy. So that's kind of what that the whole song represents to us as a group.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well said.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, very touch the heartstrings there. Yeah, so let's play it. Here's Blast Off by Makeout. Enjoy. I'm blasting off, so say goodbye. My final words are in the sky. You take a look and see me fly. I'm flying. And that was Blast Off, sorry, by Makeout. And we've been getting so many fan questions. I feel like we should just do this now.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
We have a bunch on our Twitter. You got a bunch on your Twitter.
Yeah, so let's just take turns and like pick your favorite.
Pick some out? All right.
Oh, God, okay.
Sam, how about we start with yours?
Okay, so one of my favorite ones so far. Let me find it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. There's some interesting ones.
That's for sure.
I love it.
Okay. Would you rather have male genitalia-sized nipples or nipple-sized male genitalia?
And this is where Sam and I are split.
Yeah, see...
I want male genital-sized nipples.
And I feel like that's too much of a burden to carry. I feel like I would rather have the opposite, for sure.
Yeah, but then you'd be single your whole life.
True. No, that's definitely not true. If anything, it would just be really easy to please me. And I would have to find other outlets to satisfy people.
Yes.
I would not want to walk around with that on my chest.
I would.
You could take
it would be hilarious. It would be hilarious.
Just leave them out all the time.
Yeah, what would happen if I just walk around shirtless at that point?
Just them like going back and forth.
They just
like,
dangle.
No thanks.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, let's take one from you.
Let me see.
Yeah, we want to just go around. We'll just...
Yeah, we'll just kind of go around it. I'm trying to find a good one because there's a lot of them.
All right. I've got one if you want.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, this is a story we were just talking about. So we have a question on here that says, the craziest thing that's ever happened to you guys since you've been in a band.
Oh, there you go.
And all right. So we're going to go with the story here where we almost got killed. In Cleveland.
Well, maybe.
It seemed like we were going to get killed. We were all afraid for our lives. This is when we were on tour last year. As I said, we were in Cleveland. We were with one of the other bands that we were on tour with called Curses. And we had gone out with some friends to a Mexican restaurant in downtown Cleveland after the show. So this was like, I don't know, probably 1 a.m. by the time we were getting food. And we were there until the restaurant closed.
Yeah.
So we finally, you know, wrap up, we go back, we had parked our vans in like a municipal parking lot, just a public parking. And we were the only ones left parked there. And so we're there with some friends. We're saying bye to them. We're just having like a big group thing, hanging out in the parking lot before we all split and go our separate ways. And, this car just whips into the parking lot and these two guys, and these two guys just get out of the back seat, right? And you can just tell from the second they get out of the seat that they're looking for trouble.
Well, they spilled out of the back seat.
Yes. Like, and like they couldn't stand up straight. They were sweating profusely.
One of them wasn't wearing a shirt.
Their pupils and their eyes were just massive. So you know they were on some sort of something.
Yeah.
And they came up to us and they were just trying to get any excuse to start a fight. Like they were trying to grab at the girls we were with, and like one of the girls that we were with, Danielle, she noticed that one of the guys kept reaching into his waistband, and she was like, I think he's got a gun. And that just freaked all of us out,
of course.
Right? Yeah. So I mean, it got to the point where we were trying to leave. We eventually all got into our vans, but there was one guy standing in front of the van and the other one like standing on the like in the driver window,
banging on the window,
trying to get us to talk to him and stuff. And it was just a scary night. We eventually managed
We're just like, I don't know if we distracted them long enough. We gotta go. we have things to do.
But this literally probably was a period of like an hour where we were trying to get rid of him, and it was scary. It was not fun. It was not
definitely
a fun night.
Negative experience.
Yeah, I can imagine. Here's one. It goes, if you're going on a road trip and can only take three things, what would they be? So I'm going to make this my own. What'd you take on that 30-hour car ride?
Oh. Well, we were in the middle of a tour already.
Well, that was the end of the tour.
Yeah, so we pretty much had all of the typical belongings.
So, yeah, one of three things that have to go on tour are baby wipes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. 100%.
All right.
Yeah, that's a necessity.
Yeah, because you don't always get to shower, and that's a pretty good makeshift shower, as gross as it sounds.
Yeah,
it does work.
Yeah,
that's good.
So the day you run out of baby wipes is a
horrible day.
Yeah.
What else do we need on tour?
Like,
for us,
100%.
For us, we always have a grill, actually.
Yeah.
Which always comes in handy.
So that saves us
so much money on food.
Yeah.
So like in the morning, we'll just go. I mean, you can go and walk into a place and buy eggs, a dozen eggs for like a dollar and change, you know? So like we'll get eggs and like some bagels or something. So it's like $5 total.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can feed all of us like in the morning. We just cook up eggs on the grill.
That's
or like
yeah.
for lunch, we'll go buy some like chicken or burgers or something and throw them on. And just
nice.
It just makes it an easy way to eat a little healthier, because
yeah.
that's the hardest thing to do when you're on tour.
I'm
and
sure.
it just makes it way cheaper than buying food every night, because you can pay for $5 for all of us, where if you go to McDonald's, you're going to pay, you know, $6 or $7 probably
yeah.
for each.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So that's two. What else do we need on the road?
Wasn't the question only three things?
Yes. So those are two that we definitely need.
Probably a van.
A vehicle?
I feel like that's assumed.
Yeah.
You need some kind of distractions.
Yeah. Entertainments of sorts. Some of those car rides are long.
And sometimes,
as
you
we
don't
mentioned,
have
there's that 30-hour one. We drove up straight home from Colorado, and we just like slept in shifts and all took turns driving.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so we'd all drive it like 3 or 4 hours at a time, and then
yeah.
when you were done, you'd go sleep and let somebody else wake up and go take over. And we just did it straight. We stopped
very few times, yeah.
and then we had to get home and play a show in Providence with this band called Bad Rabbits that are from Boston here.
Yeah.
And it was a great show, but we got done with our set, and I passed out behind our merch table. I was so done.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was so done.
Cool. You guys want to take another fan question?
Oh, yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
You got anything good over there?
I'm still looking.
There's so
Ooh,
many.
There's one that's, what's the best song to play off The Good Life?
There you go. That's a good one.
Okay. For me, it's probably Childish.
Childish is fun.
Either that one or Blast Off. Those ones are really fun to play live.
Yeah, we usually do those 1-2 punch too.
Right.
Open
next
with
to
Childish
each other, yeah.
and then into Blast Off.
Wow.
Gets us feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite to play live is Salt Lake City.
Okay. Because
it's very bouncy. Upbeat and bouncy.
Yeah,
and everybody
definitely.
Like when the chorus comes in, everybody's just jumping and bouncing. And
to be fair, awesome. We make them jump.
We do, but that's a good song.
You guys
going
to jump? Yeah.
Yeah.
They jumped.
Yeah, they jumped with us.
Whoa, it worked. someone asked, oh, this is a good one, a little, what's your favorite part of Halloween?
Ooh.
It's coming up.
I like to dress up my dog.
Yeah.
I think that part is pretty funny.
What's the usual costumes?
I mean, you know, this year we just got him like some
a new
kind
dog.
Of, we
yeah.
got a sweatshirt for him.
Nice.
But we almost got him like a sombrero and stuff. Cause
really?
Because he's from South America. So his name used to be Hugo. So I was going to get him like the whole get up, but I didn't yet. So we'll save that for next year.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And this is going to be lame, but I always eat way too much candy during Halloween
time. Oh, don't we all, though?
I've switched to, like, only the chocolate candies, though.
Really?
Chocolate's my jam.
Yeah.
See,
like,
I'm, like, the opposite.
I used to
really
love
like
Skittles.
The candy?
Yeah.
I used to love Twizzlers. Now I'm like, chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh,
give me
yeah.
chocolate.
Please.
Chocolate.
That's a hint, guys, by the way, if you ever come to a show.
Chocolate.
Yeah, make sure you bring chocolate.
Chocolate
or
and Starbucks.
Or fruit. Or Starbucks.
Or yeah, coffee.
Let's see.
Here we go. How do you react knowing that you have a lot of fans in South America?
I like that.
I love it.
It's
great. I like knowing that we have fans at all, so that's cool. But Sam and I were just talking about this on the way up, how just sometimes bands are really popular in a random country.
Yeah.
Like we've met the Madden Brothers from Good Charlotte.
That's
and
cool.
They were saying Australia is their biggest market. Like they'll
really?
Play they'll
yeah.
play venues here to like, you know, 2000 like
yeah,
the House
yeah.
of Blues size venues, and then they'll go over to Australia and sell out stadiums.
Wow.
And it's
yeah.
just that's,
cool.
where
that's
they're
crazy.
Popular. And
yeah,
yeah, so if Argentina's our Australia, that's awesome, you know.
I'm okay with it.
Gotta
if
go to
South
Argentina
America,
soon.
Yeah, if South America's our Australia, that's rad.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Doesn't matter.
Awesome. Let's see. Do a couple more. What do you think?
Yeah. I don't really. Let's see.
I've been answering questions from the same people, so let's try to get.
All right, here's
what
song.
To get
wait,
else.
I'm sorry, I okay. got one. What song do you guys like the most from the album? Not playing them. Probably, for me. I like Ride It Out the most. I
know
think.
Mine. That's your favorite, really?
I think so. I think so.
Wow.
It always changes, though. It changes.
Oh, I'm
weekly,
sure.
Yeah.
yeah.
My favorite is Open Minded for sure. I've
yeah.
always just connected with that one.
Yeah.
And I think that the recording of it just sounds really huge.
Uh-huh.
It's not my favorite to play live, to
it's
be honest,
like
but it's my favorite
to
listen to. I think the message is really important, especially
yeah.
like in today's world.
Oh, for sure.
I think once, now that our record's out though, playing that song live will probably be a lot more fun than it ever was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If we have people
have
singing along,
yeah.
it'll be. That'll be a good one.
Because for the most part, we don't have a lot of reference on that, actually.
No, we don't.
Wow.
It's just like instrumentally, I enjoy those other two. But yeah,
yeah.
That's, we'll see how that changes. It'll probably be cool.
Yeah, I was going to say by the end of tour, we'll have new favorites, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm sure it changes. If I can add to that question, I'm sure they don't care what I think. But definitely Lisa.
Lisa's your favorite?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally forgot. I forgot about Lisa.
I forgot about that
that's
one.
A fun
We've been playing that one for so long.
We always set that one up really well, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you give us like a...
Yeah, I mean, for the most part,
yeah.
we always kind of like, we ask if there are any Lisas in the room.
Uh-huh.
Typically, there usually
aren't.
Really?
Yeah.
They're usually mom, like my mom's actually named Lisa, which is kind of hilarious. But that's usually like the age group that Lisas
yeah.
are from.
All right.
So we've gotten like a bartender once.
Yeah. In San Francisco, she gave us shots.
Shots and
stuff.
She
was like, oh, you wrote a song about me here.
But we like set it up. So like if there aren't Lisas, which normally there aren't, we're like,
yeah.
anybody want to be one? And of course, like. More than half the people would be like,
yeah,
sure.
They don't know what they're getting themselves into, but they agree anyway.
Nice. Oh, man, it's funny because, like, now they'll probably know.
I know, they
still...
will know. We have to figure something
gonna, like,
else
raise
out.
Raise their hand like, yeah, Lisa.
Maybe we should just pick one person and bring them on stage and you sing right
oh,
to them.
We got to wait for that.
Well, we have shows coming up, so we got to
yeah,
do something.
That's true. Maybe we can do that.
Yeah.
That's
maybe.
True. You guys are going to be touring with World War Me and Locals Only, right?
That
yeah.
is correct.
Yep. And
yes.
That's starting late November.
Yes, November 30th until December 9th.
Very cool.
So we'll actually be up here in Boston on December 2nd,
yeah.
which is a Saturday night at Sonia, which I have never been to yet, but I hear amazing
yeah,
things. I hear amazing things about it.
And then
awesome.
Sunday, we're going to be at the Met in Pawtucket.
Oof, and
cool.
which is a awesome, awesome venue. And
I always love it there.
That'll be interesting because we haven't played... I mean, we consider Providence like our home scene or whatever,
yeah.
and we haven't played Providence since March 2016. So
wow.
it'll have been almost 2 years now since we've played.
That's
cool. crazy.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. This should be interesting.
yeah, oh, I'm sure it's gonna be awesome. Though.
Yeah, it'll be a blast either way. I'm sure we'll have a lot of friends there hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be good. But
that's cool.
Yeah, so catch us at any one of those dates. We're in New York. We're in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio. And Chicago.
Yeah.
Illinois is the last date.
All those places.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Every one of the ones he said.
No, yeah. I'm definitely going to try to be there. So if anyone wants to hang out with me,
hell yeah.
totally come
yeah,
on.
That'd be
like,
great.
Matt's a cool guy.
I try to
hang out.
Thank you. I try, you know?
if not for us, come for Matt.
Yeah.
Come
I
for
mean,
Matt.
Why else would you go?
Hands
you know?
Down.
Oh man. All right, let's do one more each, I think, and then
okay.
Well, all right. So, I got do you have any like pre-show rituals?
You know,
oh, I just saw that one, yeah.
I feel like typically I like to play guitar for a long time before playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't change a whole lot except for like the comfortability.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like it's not like I really perform much better, but I just really like probably for like 20 minutes before the set, I'll just like stand there
nice.
Playing guitar and
yeah.
like just kind of like getting into the zone. And I try
yeah.
to poop before now. As yeah, well.
Very important.
Which I actually got from Jack Barraquette, which it's a great idea.
Yes.
Very good
if
idea.
If you have to poop on stage, it's never a good time.
Yeah, and I especially mean, you when you're trying
kinda,
to jump.
You kind of forget geez. About it generally. At least that's my experience.
Not my yeah. experience.
Just clench and hope for the best.
Yes.
Yeah. I like to have a drink too before we go on stage. That's gonna totally make me sound like an alcoholic, but
nah.
just one, honestly.
Yeah. Just one drink.
Just one, because it's just enough to like, not that I ever get nervous or anxious about going on stage, but it's just enough to like loosen up and
yeah,
just get in the zone. And
you're right. You're an alcoholic.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Monster.
Oh man, that one drink every time we play a show.
It's ruining you.
I know.
This person said, "What's the coolest thing about working with John Feldy? He's such a genius."
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would say that you never know what's going to happen.
Literally.
Yeah.
Never know.
Just the fact that everything's always up in the air and like you're kind of like wondering what the next step is
uh-huh.
really makes yep. it fresh every time.
That's
like
awesome.
The environment's
yeah.
always like surprising and
yeah,
I
mean,
think
even
just,
writing with Callum and Ashton is a good example of that, you know?
Nobody
yeah. even knew we were getting into that day.
It's just like super super on the spot always and I
wow.
think that that's important to keep things
fresh.
Like fresh and real, kind of. You
true,
know what I mean? Just
true.
Like natural to you.
Yeah, like there was one day where we were struggling to like get any ideas down that we liked. And so just randomly Feldy was like, "All right, well, let's shoot a music video for Lisa." And then and then he just had like his assistants grab cameras and we just like makeshift
we
made
did
it.
So
we drove around through the mountains like north of Malibu, like
nice.
I forget what they call that. There's a name for it. And we went down to the beach. Sam got in the fucking in the salt water.
I did. I got in the salt water in like my
in
regular
jeans.
Clothes.
Oh, good.
For like a long time.
We went to the Santa Monica Pier, and
well,
no one's ever going to see this footage, but it happened.
They might. We might
I
leak
so.
It one day. Just
you
for
should.
Is there was a final video, wasn't
there?
There
was.
Like
was
an
there?
Edited. Oh,
yeah.
Dylan made it.
Dylan did make it.
Dylan has it somewhere.
That's,
ooh, ooh.
That's
maybe
so
we should
funny.
Get that from Dylan, actually.
I wonder how bad it is.
It's probably
I haven't
bad.
Seen it in a while.
It was
I
bad
know.
When we saw it originally.
I think this
originally.
Needs to happen. I think the people want to see
a leaf Lisa video.
Yeah, why not?
We should just do it as a throwback in 5 years.
There you go.
Ooh,
throwback
yeah.
Thursday.
That's not a bad idea.
Like,
no, we'll wait for the 10-year and when it's time to do our 10-year anniversary tour.
Yeah, we gotta get a good hard drive for that.
Wow,
keep that backup.
Oh man, so we're running out of time, which sucks. I'm having a great time here, but
same.
Thank you. If you guys just want to promote yourselves, just tell everyone where they can find you and like.
Sure. So yeah, we're Make Out. That's all capital letters, but that doesn't really matter. Make Out Official is how you're going to find everything: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
and now MakeOutOfficial.com also exists.
MakeOutOfficial.com. Yes, you can go there.
You can find all our tour dates that we mentioned earlier at MakeOutOfficial.com/tour. All the ticket links are there, all that fun stuff. We've got an online store. We got shirts, CDs, all that fun stuff. We'll have all that at the tour as well.
Yes.
Other than that, we don't really have too many plans. We're going to do the tour and wrap up the end of the year, and we still have a lot to announce for 2018.
Yeah, awesome.
We're not ready to talk
things.
About that yet.
Trying to work on lots of things, playing lots of shows next
lots
year.
Lots of shows.
Nice.
That's really the plan, is lots of shows.
Hey, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so, all right. So if everyone misses you on this time around, there's a second chance.
Yes, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not going to
just
stop.
Oh, on this tour, you mean?
No,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
not
yeah.
We're just going to stop cold turkey. You know, this
no,
isn't for us anymore.
We're just
going to
do that, like
ah.
week and a half tour, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's Makeout's career.
Retired.
Quit music.
We made it, Mom. Are you proud?
Oh, man. All right, well. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
thank
you
it was
so
awesome.
Much.
Thank
man.
You for having
this
us.
This is super cool. You guys are always welcome back.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah.
Everyone
we're not
out
far.
There. Yeah. Thank you guys all for listening. Sam, Tyler, thank you both.
Thank
yeah.
you, man.
All right. Bye.